Greetings, thank you for tuning in to another podcast of You Shall Know the Truth, and the Truth Shall Set You Free. I'm your host, Brother Givenson, and you are tuned in to the podcast that tells you nothing but the truth, the raw truth, to set you free from bondage. Today, our topic of discussion will be the power of programming. Many of us, we don't understand, we are surrounded by programs, not just your computer programs, but there's a reason why what we watch on television, cable, even on the internet are called programs. Because if you have programs, there must be programmers. There must be someone being programmed. They all go hand in hand. And there's a reason why. Have you ever heard of the saying, the eyes is the window to the soul? What you watch doesn't stay on the mere eye level. What you tune your eyes into and you watch is being recorded in the brain as a program. And your brain processes it. And the brain, it depends how much you focus on it, how much you're thinking about it, how much of it you're watching, the brain will store it. Sometimes even in your subconscious, you may forget that you watch that, but it's stored in your brain. So that's why the eye is sort of like a portal. It receives information, and that information then goes to your brain, and then your brain now stores it. And that's why there is something also called repetition. I'm gonna give an example. Have you ever heard this song? The first time you heard it, you was like, I don't like this song. But guess what happens? After about listening to that song for about, let's say, for a week straight on the radio, on your favorite radio station, or being played repetitively, it then grows on you. Why do you think that happens? It's because you've been listening to it, and the brain stores it. Because it's repetitive. Even if it would refuse it the first time you heard it, you said, oh, I don't like this. But with repetition, now the brain processes it and stores it, just like a hard drive on a computer. Okay? We created the computer. Man created the computer. So our brain is a supercomputer, a mega computer. So that's why. And one would ask, why would shows or social media or even music that we're listening to, there's programming? Why would someone or entities or bodies program, focus, and plan to program the mind? Well, as a man thinketh, so he shall be. If someone can get into your mind, they can control you. The game is control. And that's why today, because of social media, you have certain platforms. I'm not going to name their names, but we all know the famous mainstream platforms. There's a lot of propaganda being served on many of these platforms, programming where they would have the masses to believe or sway you to a certain opinion, lifestyle, behavior. That's the reason. Because programming is to control. Why do we put programs in a computer? It's to make the computer do what we want it to do, as we want it to do, when we want it to do. So that's the purpose of programming. It's very powerful. And I know many maybe have not thought about this in this way, but take a look. For example, when you're on social media, you would have most people with one opinion. There's not various opinions. Because that's the main goal of programming, is to have people subconsciously follow an opinion, subscribe to an opinion or lifestyle or behavior that even before that, they may have never have done that or said that or believed that. So that's a form of control. So that's why we have to be careful what we are renting space in our minds for, in our ears, what we're watching. We must take heed to what programs we're allowing our brain to be programmed by. Because if you notice, in today's society, many hold certain views and opinions and beliefs and even certain lifestyles. But when you question them, why do you subscribe to this? Why are you living like this? Why do you speak like this? They haven't even thought about it. Why they're acting a certain way, why they're speaking a certain way, why they're even dressing a certain way. If you go on social media now, with the so-called models on social media, they all look like identical twins. That's a programming. Men speaking the same language, dressing the same way, same hairstyles, same beliefs. That's programming. So I brought you this word today so that you can take heed to the power that is called programming, because the programmer is in control of the program and the programmed. Okay? He or she is like a puppet master pulling the strings, and they're controlling the programmed like a puppet with strings. So take heed to what you're paying attention to, what you're watching. Don't forget, the eyes are the window to the soul. And you will speak, will live, will believe how you think. So the mind is a powerful thing to waste. Don't allow external programs to program your mind. Take control of your own mind and program it with the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that best will govern your life based on who you are and what you want to become. Please feel free to like, subscribe, share this video, this podcast with your friends, your family. And it's your brother Givenson. Till next time, peace and blessings.